Dear life, you are the sort of life that listens, that thinks of me as I'm dreaming, stumbling through clouded parallels of we. In one dimension, you stroke a spot so sweet, I feel it as fear, encouragement to brighten. I was young when I first felt you, first learned the taste of mistake. Because that is when you most visit me, staring in my face, obscuring what I have allowed to distract me. Love behind me in tears, my feet in a holographic tomorrow, my hands grasping for a seedling of now. Then you laugh, wind to my readied petals, soft sunrise dream. Dear life, soften into me, please. Please soften into me. Press your fingertips against mine. Coat my breasts with your milk. Let the sunshine be the honey. That is the sort of life I think we are. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Wellspring Words, the podcast. Season 5 of Wellspring Words, the podcast. This is your host, Nkem, or Nkem Ugo, or Ugo, depending on where or how you've met me in the past several months. I've been going by Ugo, as I've been here, where I currently am, in Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica, Caribbean side of Costa Rica. This is actually the second time I'm recording this podcast, because the first time that I recorded it, it was like, you know, It had been a couple of months since I recorded, so that you always need a little bit of a tester, margin of error. I always give myself a margin of error when it comes to this creative life. So this is the second go, and I'm feeling good about it. It's morning, so you might hear that in my voice, which will probably soften out as I continue this episode. But welcome to season 5, the opening of season 5. The poem that I just read was a poem that I'm working on. It's actually a poem in response to another poem by another poet, and that poem itself is called Dear Life, and that poet is called Maya C. Papa. So, yes, that was a poem that I had written as I was preparing for one of the sessions of our signature group writing course called Heart Translation, which we held last fall, October and November 2023. It was like an assignment in between sessions to write a response poem to the poem Dear Life by Maya C. Papa. And of course, I did it myself. And that was a very interesting exploration to respond to life, to have a conversation with life. And I thought it was a beautiful way to open up this season, because this season of the podcast, this season, this year of the Wellspring Words platform is all about sinking into self-trust. And what better way to sink into self-trust than to look at life as an opportunity to open up into self more? Is life not an experience of self? Lately, I've been saying a lot that everything that we receive is us receiving ourselves. We're just receiving reflections of who we are internally and what we're sensing and seeing from our internal environment, our internal world reflected into our external world. And like always, these musings, these reflections that I have are not revolutionary. They are deep truths. I advocate for deep truths, the expression of deep truths that are not extraordinarily profound or complex, but are just those simple things that get to the core of who we are as human beings, as spiritual beings experiencing our humanness, you know, all of the possibilities of who we can be as represented in this human form. So here we are. Let me give a little bit of a recap of, I suppose, the past several months, as well as the Wellspring Words platform, especially for those who are new to this space. I'll start with the Wellspring Words platform and what it is. Who we are. So Wellspring Words is a literary anthology and creative enrichment studio that prioritizes the authentic creative expression of women of color and that supports everybody who feels resonant to the platform. I like to say, or I like to think, that if you feel yourself at home with this platform in any capacity, then welcome home. But we prioritize the expressions of women of color. That's the origin of Wellspring Words. I started Wellspring Words in 2020 as the literary anthology, which was a simple place for women of color around the world to share their truthful expressions in literary form through writing. And I've been morphing and shifting and moving this platform to align with more of what felt necessary to explore in my own life and how that reflects in the community that is forming through this platform. So throughout the years since 2020, I've added online workshops. I've added one-to-one writing and creative embodiment coaching. I've added a writing fellowship. I've added a writing course that I mentioned. This podcast is one of the things that I've added. And there are always more things being added as time goes on that feel resonant. And yeah, that's essentially it. I mean, the ethos of this platform is to self-nourish, to be honest. So this theme of sinking into self-trust in this year, 2024, comes after, or comes through, I should say, the past several years of self-exploration. And if you listen to the previous seasons, the previous four seasons, each season sort of has a theme that aligns with living from a place of love rather than living from a place of fear, and opening up into our wholeness, experiencing our wholeness, opening up into the yes, saying, surrendering to the yes of life, right? And in past seasons, we've spoken a lot about setting boundaries. We've spoken a lot about, of course, our writing and creative expression journeys. And so this podcast here is about writing, creative expression, creative embodiment, spirituality, wellness, all of the things that feel comfortable and meaningful to talk about within this scope, which is a lot, is a lot of things. And in this case, I love to think about the writing itself as a vehicle for our expression. And our expression can come through many means, but writing is such a powerful vehicle for our expression. I even have an episode, which I will put in the show notes, Words as a Vehicle for Healing. It was the last episode of season 4. And so I'll link that episode for y'all to check out as a continuation of the conversation that's going to happen now. I mean, this conversation today is just a conversation with myself, but moving forward in this season, this year, you can expect conversations with other people, other humans who are walking this journey of life in their own unique ways. I've got some interesting conversations planned with people who have unique journeys, and that's what I love. For me personally, I'd started this platform, I'd started this podcast from a place of personal need to connect with others in a deep and meaningful way, which is just another way of saying that I wanted to connect with my own self in a deep and meaningful way. Because if you peruse the Wellspring Words platform, you'll see that everything, even from the about page, everything is there. The whole ethos is there. But in all of the offerings and all of the ways that people write and all of the ways that people come through in community, it's about really understanding yourself through your interior landscape, your interior world. And then you watch your external world be created from this place of interior truth. So it's kind of like a memoir take on experiencing life. And so when the writing comes in, there's a very tender touch to it. There's a very passionate touch to it, a very sensitive touch to the writing that happens here, the exploration that we do. It was made very clear to me at some point in this journey that I'm creating all of this, or making space for all of this, in order to make space for myself. Because as I have been working through this platform, stewarding this community and this platform, I have had to deepen into my own journey to be able to generate, create, you know, gestate, birth what are our offerings, what are our workshops, what are our, you know, the way, the curriculum for the group course, everything comes from a place of lived experience for me and my own deeper inquiries into what is this life? What is this life and where am I? Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, where am I? I mentioned it on so many other episodes, but I'm kind of speaking to those who haven't been listening for a while or who are new to the podcast, new to this space. My astrology is Leo Pisces. So I have a Leo sun, a Leo moon, and a Pisces rising. This Pisces rising, as I get older, is making itself much more apparent in my life that it's, you know, it's necessary for me to lean on the gifts of my Pisces nature to move forward in this existence. And so this aspect of waking up and being like, where am I? I'm so comfortable in the dream realm. I have so many vivid dreams that when I think into my memory, I'm like, was that a real thing or was that a dream? Was I dreaming that or did that really happen? And also because I have moved around so much in this life and I have physically seen so much with my eyes, so many different landscapes, so many strange and odd and beautiful and serene and devastating things with my own physical eyes in different parts of the world and different types of places, cities, countries, you know, up in the air, down subterranean, not really too much subterranean to be honest with you. Keeping it pretty much on land, but once in a while, you know, your girl be snorkeling and whatnot. But even still then, there's so much beauty to be seen. Subterranean, that's a different thing. How can I not be a little bit disoriented with what's in a dream and what's in my reality when my whole reality feels like a dream? So that's something that I'm getting used to, you know, at 30 years old right now as I'm recording this, almost 30 and a half, to be honest with you. Hey, I'm just still getting used to what is real and what's not real. And then understanding time and time again that I get to decide what is real and what's not real. Because what does it mean for something to be real? What does it mean for something to be real? You have the real thing that is the material emanation of a thing, the physical manifestation of a thing. Okay, that's one way to consider something real. Can I touch it? Can I feel it? Can I sense it? And then another way to feel if something is real is, can I feel it? Not feel as in sensory feel with your hands, but feel it emotionally. Can I feel it with my experience of it? Does it linger with me in my memory? Does it have a sense of poetry that stays with me after the experience of it is over? That feels real. So this is where like love and romance and nostalgia, memory, all of these things play a role. And of course, we bring all of these things into the writing room. And that's why the writing feels so rich. That's why in our coaching sessions, in our workshops, in our group writing course, it feels so potent and it feels so transformative because we are creating written pieces of art through our own lived experience, through our own lived experience. There's so much power in that. Most recently, I have been reflecting a whole lot, filling up all the notebooks that I can find, all the empty pieces of paper that I can find with my thoughts and with my ponderings. And there are these two aspects that I'd love to explore throughout this season of the podcast and throughout this year of Wellspring Words, sinking into self-trust. One of them is empowerment and the other one is self-nourishing and how these two things can come together. And, you know, we may explore these by, I may mention them again using the same words or I may never mention it again, but I'm mentioning it now so they can exist energetically and we'll do the exploration energetically. Empowerment for me feels like the masculine aspect of self-nourishment, whereas self-nourishment is the feminine aspect of empowerment. And all of these things have to do with the inner experience. I'm focusing solely on the inner experience for us as individuals here. And how that inner experience, when cultivated, creates a rich outer experience. So as writers, we are focusing on ourselves as the writers, as opposed to the writing. Now, when it comes to our offerings of workshops and all of the things that we offer, right? There are the craft workshops that we have. There are the techniques that we guide writers through and all of these things. And those are really important because when you are self-nourished, when you are feeling empowered, you want to create something that you feel like, okay, I can use skill to create. That's where it gets fun. And this is where my Leo aspect comes in so strong. I actually have four planets in Leo. So with Leo, it's about creation. It's about taking something from the mind through this element of being very clear. The sun is the ruler of Leo. Through being as clear as the sun, I can see it as clear as the sun lights up the world, what it is that I want to create, what divinity feels like for me. I see it, and now I need to bring it into manifestation. Leo is the queen, the king in general, because they also represent royalty and loyalty, but the queen, the king of manifestation. And that is where skill and mastery come in. And it's a fun thing to do. And the reason why I start from a place of self-nourishment and move into empowerment is because we love to focus on the skill after we feel nourished, after we feel, I know what I'm writing about. I know my story. I know the passion that I have for this. And I can allow that passion to move through to create the writing that I want to create. Because so often, what I have experienced in my time as a writing teacher, instructor, guide, mentor, coach for the past 11 years has been people come and they want to write something and they're only focusing on the final product. In academic settings, it happens all the time. In fact, that's really what happens. That's like most of the only thing that happens. And hopefully the landscape is changing. I'm not so much in a strict academic setting at the moment. But what I have seen in over a decade of this work is that people come and they're like, I need to create this thing, or this is what's due, or this is what's expected of me. And there's a dissociation of the self away from the creation. No. We're not doing that. In this space here with Wellspring Words, we focus on the self as the creator. And then everything that comes from that creator self is a beautiful emanation of the self as the creator. And so when we focus on the self as the creator, we focus on our embodiment. We focus on our emotional expression. We focus on what brings us to a place of emotional expression. So for me, as well as being a writing teacher, coach, mentor, guide, all these things for the past 11 years, I've been deepening into my role on this earth as an energy cultivation support person, guide, mentor, as a yoga teacher, as someone who practices holistic living, as someone who practices creative living and the reclamation of self-love and self-acceptance through an embodied nature, not just theoretically in the mind, but through our embodiment. And so in this, coming into this place of self-nourishment, moving into self-empowerment, I think about what emotional or energetic expressions are happening inside our bodies through a trauma-informed place. Because if you're human like me, at least I think, then you have trauma, or you've experienced trauma, or you're currently experiencing trauma. And we are all currently experiencing trauma, because guess what? Trauma is happening in the world. And so if trauma is happening in the world, then we're all experiencing it on some level. In one of our energetic bodies, we are, at least in one of our energetic bodies, we are experiencing trauma. And if we're experiencing trauma in one of our energetic bodies, then we're experiencing trauma throughout. And it may not manifest itself in the daily breath, you know, every moment breath as a traumatic experience, but we do experience these energetic expressions of feeling misaligned with the wholeness of ourselves. And then there are times where we experience energetic expressions of feeling super aligned with ourselves, super clear, super open, connected to divinity, oneness, wholeness, what feels like truth to us. And that comes through differently for all of us in different ways. And that's where we can take that exploration, that individual exploration of what the inner landscape is looking and feeling like, into the writing. And so the writing that we find ourselves on this platform focusing on a lot is poetry. Poetry has become such a huge thing for us, for me personally, and experimental writing, personal essay, a little bit of fiction. I would love to dive more into fiction this year, this season. And so we've got some workshops and classes coming up around fiction, character development, and all of these things. So that's a little bit about the behind the scenes of Wellspring Words, like the behind the scenes in terms of the energetics of what I'm working with to co-create this platform as time continues with spirit and with the community, which is spirit. We are all spirit, right? So we're all co-creating this as time goes on. Everybody who comes to a workshop, everybody who listens to the podcast, everybody who provides feedback, everybody who joins the writing course, everybody who signs up for one-to-one coaching, all of our writing fellows, everything. Okay, there's kind of a lot to get through, and I want this podcast to be sort of succinct, this episode. So yes, let me talk a little bit about the writing fellowship. We have two writing fellows that we're working alongside this year, Shaina Shah and Price McCarthy. And you can learn about them through our website, through the link in the description of this podcast episode. Shaina has been with us when we did the first iteration of the Writing Fellowship in 2022, and is back again for a different experience, a more nuanced experience. And Price has also been with us, but in a different way, not as a writing fellow, but as a contributor to the Wellspring Words Literary Anthology. And actually, I worked with Price as a writing mentor back in 2019, when I was working at New York University in Abu Dhabi. And yeah, so it's beautiful to see how those relationships can cross any boundaries that were previously set. And now Price is a valued member of this community. I mean, Price has always been a valued member of this community, but in this way, it's so beautiful to see how there's a crossover. And so she will be exploring her writing as well as with Shaina, and they will also be supporting this podcast by creating a few episodes this year and taking you all on an exploratory journey, you know, depending on what they decide the episodes will be about. As I said, we focus on the creators and allow the creative expression to come through authentically and organically. So I'm also curious to see how those episodes come to be with me supervising and, you know, just providing tech support and any type of support that's needed. So that's a cool thing. A couple of other things that we have going on that are exciting are that our literary anthology, we've shifted it into an issue system. And so we've got a spring summer issue and a fall winter issue, along with this larger theme of sinking into self-trust. The spring summer issue, issue one, is about the sinking. It's called the descent. So the deepening. What is it like to first deepen into yourself when you have decided to come home to yourself, when you have been pushed into a corner and now you have to be with yourself? Maybe you've hit rock bottom. Maybe you have decided to take a sabbatical from your previous life and do something different, but you're doing it with the lens of self-focus as opposed to focusing on external. Any way you kind of look at it, we want to read and learn through your experience, through your writing. And so I'm going to put the link in the description for that, because submissions are open until February 12th. And we're looking for prose, we're looking for poetry, experimental writing, fiction, and confessional writing, to see where we're at as a community. And also because there's so many of us who have been through this experience of coming home to self, especially as women of color, and opening up into the world through this experience of first coming home to self. And there are many of us who are just starting that journey, no matter where we're at in our life in terms of our age. And as a community, we are here to support and uplift one another. So along with this editorial space, this literary anthology being a space for your own writing expression, to develop your writing portfolio, to develop your writing skills, it's an opportunity to support a community of readers and writers and just people who are moving through life in having some perspective on how to do it, and also to not feel so alone, right? Because coming back to self, or descending into who you truly are, or descending into the journey of learning who you truly are, is a solitary journey. It's meant to be. It's not meant to be everybody needs to join me on this parade. It is for self. However, to know that others have done it, and to see from their experiences, from their own creative expression, how they have moved through this or are moving through this, is a very powerful thing. Along with that, with the deadline being February 12th, we've got two beautiful writing workshops that are happening this February. One is on February 17th, Saturday, February 17th, and it is about confessional writing. And the other is on Monday, February 26th, and it is about poetry and poetic language. So please check those out as well. We've got sliding scale pricing, and yes, I mean, these are the opportunities to work on the craft. And like I said before, we really focus on the writer over the writing, but coming out of the session with a piece of writing is very important, because that is super empowering to be able to create something from a place of being nourished and fed. So me as the instructor here in many of these sessions this year will be guiding you to a place where you will nourish yourself or self-heal, and then provide opportunities for craft development on your writing, your confessional poetry, your confessional prose in the case of the workshop on the 17th, and then in your poetry and poetic language in the case of the workshop on the 26th, this month of February. So check those out in the link in the bio. You can also always visit our website, www.wellspringwords.love, to see everything that's there. In fact, check it out, because I recently gave our website a facelift and everything, just to prepare for the new season. And so things are kind of streamlined a little bit more. We've got on our homepage, you'll see in the navigation bar, home, about, literary anthology, the studio, the podcast, submit, and books. I will explain the books thing in a second, because that's a little bit more of a personal spin, but everything that's personal for me always sort of finds its way into Wellspring Words. But if you look in the homepage, the literary anthology and the studio, if you click through those links, they will take you into other worlds. That's the thing about having an online home, is that like you move into other worlds completely. And each page can be its own website. And so it's very beautiful to be able to see what is offered through these links, especially when you click into the studio, because in the studio, you can see that we have many different offerings here. Online workshops, which I've mentioned, Heart Translation Writing Course, which I'll just briefly mention now in this initial episode of this season, that we're offering Heart Translation two times this year. We're offering it in the spring, and we're also offering it in the fall, as we usually do, because people have different lives, and I want to be able to offer this to people at different seasons as well, because Heart Translation, as the name indicates, it's going to bring things out from the inner space. And where you're at in the fall is a different place than where you're at in the spring. It also offers an opportunity for those who have joined in the past and fall seasons to come in the spring and see what else and what more wants to come through. We have one-to-one coaching. We have our writing fellowship, and we have a coaching and editing package, let's say, that is a little bit different from our one-to-one coaching, because our one-to-one coaching is a three-month coaching experience where it's tailored specifically to you. And yeah, we've had people create some really beautiful projects and deepen into themselves in really beautiful ways, create writing practices and create creative embodiment practices for themselves through the span of our coaching. So we've worked with people in the past on fiction, of course, on poetry, a ton, on experimental writing, writing in different languages, just deepening into their own writing voice and their own sense of what does it mean to be a writer. That's a big one, especially if someone is just coming into their self, right? What does it mean to be a writer? Who am I? And we find that we need to focus our eyes from the external world and what am I creating to the internal world and who am I being? And then creating from there, as I always reiterate. And then also there's those who come in thinking they want to create one thing and they do end up creating that, but it's more of a transformative journey, a more spiritual journey that we undertake together. And I know those who end up in this beautiful sanctuary, I want to say, this writing room, this one-to-one coaching for this minimum 3-month experience, experiment, exploration, it's always divine. Because there is something that happens with a coach and the one who's being coached, or the guide and the one who's being guided, that is a divine relationship, a divine connection. And I really appreciate all of those who I've worked with in the past couple of years as I've been building Wellspring Words and understanding what this coaching is feeling like. And as we continue to grow together as a community, you know, as I deepen into myself and my own modalities of guidance and healing for myself first and for others after that, and as people arrive in this place, in this network, in this web, and see that there's an opportunity for them to learn and grow through a one-to-one coaching space, I really, truly appreciate it. And I know there's a lot that can be cultivated and created when we show up authentically and in integrity. A little bit separate from our one-to-one coaching is our a la carte and editing services. And those are kind of as they are, a la carte. So if you're looking for a one-time experience, then of course I would recommend a single coaching session. If you're looking to have some of your work reviewed, then I would recommend our editing services. We offer developmental editing, line editing, and copy editing. Usually line and copy editing, they go together, at least in my eyes, as someone who's been editing for as long as I've been alive, it feels like. But I put those line and copy editing services together, and everything is explained in detail the way that I look at developmental editing, the purpose of it, and the purpose of line and copy editing. And also what's included in our single coaching session. So these will be available through the link in the description as well to check out. As you're listening, we're sponsored by ourselves and have always been sponsored by ourselves. And that's the reason why this space can remain so pure and so integrous, and why the Wellspring Words platform online on the website can also remain pure and integrous and without distractions. There's so many distractions in this world, and one of the distractions is ads. One of the distractions is ads that just fluster us and take us away from the truth of our internal experience, really hearing ourselves and feeling ourselves. So when I started this platform in 2020, I said, I'm not doing ads. I don't know what that means, but I'm not doing ads, you know, whatever ramifications that has. And so that has meant that I have needed to be really resourceful in terms of allowing this platform to flourish. And so we're sponsoring ourselves. And what I'm offering in the sponsorship here for this podcast is 20% off of our one-to-one coaching. It's a single coaching session. So as opposed to it being part of the 3-month package, it's a single 75-minute coaching session. Typically goes for $180 for the 75 minutes, but with 20% off, it comes to about $144. And that's an exclusive offer for this podcast. If you're a listener and you're like, I want to dive deep into my own creative expression, creative embodiment journey through words, I have a piece that I'm working on, or I'd love to have an energetic activation with Nkem and see what this is all about. Or maybe you have already been in the community for a while and you're in a space where you're like, yes, I want to dive deep. I want to understand myself a little bit more, or there's something here for me. Sometimes that's what it is, right? It's more of an intuitive thing. There's something here for me. I'm going to also link this in the description, and you can use the code PODCAST20 for the 20% off of this single coaching session. And in this 75-minute coaching session, we can focus on, when you're just wanting to focus on your writing, we can focus just on the writing. We can also make it more of a deeper, transformative spiritual experience, focusing, as I always mention, on you as the creator, including some embodiment exploration through energy healing guidance, through guidance from the oracle, from tarot divination, and it includes the prep time, the delivery time, follow-up, and recording of the session, which I think is so valuable, because if you just have the session, give yourself like a couple weeks, a month, watch it back, you are going to recognize powerful shifts. I say it because I see it within myself. I say it because I see it within those who I've worked closely with, and even those who I've worked with a little bit more distance in our online workshops. There are always powerful shifts when you enter into the realm of your interior world through the intention of self-nourishment, self-understanding, self-empowerment. If you do it that way, you will always win. You will always come out as the victor, as the one who knows, the one who can trust themselves. And when you can trust yourself, you have full, true power. You have the power when you can trust yourself wholly, fully. When you can be with all parts of yourself, you are the one with the power. You're not giving your power to anybody else, and you're not diffusing your energy by not keeping yourself in contact with yourself. So by now, you understand where I'm coming from with all of this. Check out the offer. Again, 20% off using code PODCAST20. And yeah, hope to welcome you into this community or continue having you in this community. As I shift into closing off this episode, I want to mention a couple of the personal things that I've got, because I talked about on the website, in our navigation bar, we have books as one of the things, and it's actually a link to my poetry collection that I published late last year in November. It is called Poetry in the Immediate, a Collection of Sensed Spaces, and I self-published it. I was super happy to do this. In fact, I said I need to do this because, first of all, I need to have a first book you got to start somewhere, right? You need to have a first something to move from. And it was a pretty big deal in terms of the amount of mental work that it took. But I love that this poetry collection comes from poems that I've written throughout a span of 2 years, a span of time that I didn't realize that I was going to put these poems into a collection. But I decided to. At the end of the day, I decided to put them into a collection and use my own photography to create the cover art and just do everything on Canva and use Amazon to support me in this mission. And man, it feels so good to be resourceful. It feels so good to empower myself to create what I have wanted for myself on some level for a very long time, and to know that it's a physical thing. I can hold my book in my hand, and I hope that you guys will be able to hold it in your hands too. I'm so grateful for those who have purchased their copy of my poetry collection and are using it to... It's a beautiful book. Like, it's physically very beautiful, physically very feminine, very pleasing to the eye. So if you are using it to decorate your home space, excellent. And it is one of those books that, yes, it is an expression of my own poetry, but there's opportunities for readers to reflect on their own lives through the different sections in the book and do their own, you know, written exploration or journaling or reflection at the end of the book with the journal pages. So definitely check it out. I'll put it, everything, once again, in the description, but you can go directly to this link to learn more about this book at my personal website, which is buyinkem.co/books, buynkem.co/books. Oh my goodness, so many beautiful things. I just need to take a moment to relax a bit. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this season of the podcast, which we're going to have a podcast episode coming out every month as opposed to twice a month, because we are kind of like ramping up a bit our offerings since this is year four of Wellspring Words. There's an opportunity to... I know what I'm doing at this point. I'm clear about how I move with this platform, and so I can focus my energy on the moving as opposed to the how, if you know what I mean. And so that means that energy, I'm just shifting energy in different ways so that it remains harmonious within the platform and within my abilities and, you know, all of that good stuff on the entrepreneurial side of things. So we'll have one podcast episode per month. We'll have two writing workshops available per month. You can always sign up to receive a playback or recording of the writing workshops if you are not able to join the live sessions. You know how it goes at this point with the online world, the online sphere. And we really do have some very powerful activations happening this year. I am not clear on what things will surprise me or surprise us, but I know that there are some things, because there are always things that surprise us in this life, right? Yeah, and then we have a very beautiful retreat gathering plan for the end of the year, which I will make available as soon as it's available. But keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind. December 2024, we are meeting in Costa Rica. Just keep it in your mind. And so when you're ready to join us, you'll be ready to say, here's my deposit, I booked the flight, or I'm planning this out, or I'm setting the time aside, and I will be there for this retreat, because it's about time that we gather as a community in person once again. We did it a little bit in June 2023 in New York, but to do it on an international scale, it's just right, because we are a global community. Okay, my friends, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you're ready for season 5. And in between this episode and the next episode that comes out with a guest, stay in touch. You know, join us in our offerings. Join us in our workshops that we have on the 17th and the 26th. Consider contributing to the literary anthology, issue 1, The Descent, deadline for submission on February 12th, and connect with us. Consider availing the discount for the 75-minute single coaching session. Podcast20 is your code. Stay in touch with us on Instagram at Wellspring Words. Email us, bewell@wellspringwords.love. And we look forward to maintaining this connection, growing it, deepening into ourselves, sinking into self-trust, and flourishing from that place of internal self-trust. Sending lots of love, peace, and blessings.